It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, which means we'll be doing Tucker's Tape. And Ross, did you know we've heard all those rumors about Fight Island, and it is finally here. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. It's an event you don't want to miss, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is offering all new users a special odds boost on this week's headline fight. Bet $20 to win $100 on either fighter. DraftKings Sportsbook is U.S.-based. It's safe, secure, and reliable. What you need to do is download top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet $20 and you win $100. That's right. No matter if you pick Usman or Masvidal, your odds will be boosted from $20 to win $100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, how are you doing, my friend?
Jim, I'm fantastic. I look forward to this every week. I love the positional breakdowns. Looking forward to talking about it. And I love football. I love talking about football. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that everybody can do the right things over the next few weeks so that things start to go in the right direction and we can have football this season.
Oh, my God. I am with you on that one, Ross. Speaking of talking football, I love these positional breakdowns, too. I always learn a lot about them, and it's always the interesting position that we're going to cover today, which is quarterback. And if we're going to talk quarterbacks, we got to start with at the top, which is Sean Clifford. And, you know, I've talked for probably months about the idea of an elite quarterback, and you probably need an elite quarterback to be an elite team. The first simple question, Ross, can Sean Clifford be that guy, that elite quarterback?
I think he can be very, very good. I don't know if he can be elite. I do think he's got a chance in Kirk Ciarca's system, the new offensive coordinator, and with it being Sean's second year as a starter. You know, I don't think he has the physical ability of guys like Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, but who's to say that Clifford can't progress the way that Joe Burrow did? Or, you know, maybe a better example might even be a guy like Jake Fromm. I mean, Jake Fromm took Georgia to the national championship game. He had him right there in the mix multiple years. I don't think there's anything that would prevent Clifford from playing as well as Jake Fromm did for the Georgia Bulldogs, and he was clearly capable of taking them far into the postseason and had Alabama on the ropes the second year, his sophomore year, as well. So I think Clifford has that kind of ability. You know, he doesn't look to me, Jim, like a guy that's going to be drafted in the top three rounds of the draft, right? But you never know. You know, I don't think anybody thought that about Joe Burrow at this time a year ago, and he ended up being the number one overall pick. So you never really know. A lot of it depends on his growth, and everything you hear about Sean Clifford, he gets it, man. And I think we realized that when we first talked to him here on the Keystone Sports Network. You talk to certain young men, even when they're 16, 17, 18, and it is very clear that they see the big picture, that they have big goals, and that they take a professional approach to get to those goals. So I thought Clifford performed very well in his first year as a starter, especially when you consider that we didn't really even know if he was going to be the starter. I mean, it's funny. It almost reminds me a little bit, Jim, of the offensive line a year ago, where there's a little bit of concern after both Ryan Bates and Connor McGovern had left school early, and yet they go out there and they had the best offensive line in the James Franklin era. Then you look at quarterback, and when Tommy Stevens said he was transferring, not only was I a little bit worried about Sean Clifford, his ability to stay healthy, how he would perform, but then the depth, you know, that then you really, I remember saying to you, Will Levis is a play away from being in the game in an important game. And the next thing you know, he's out there against Ohio State and actually playing pretty well. So I thought in general, Clifford ran the ball way better than I thought he would a year ago. Way better. That was a very pleasant surprise. I actually thought he would make a little bit better and smarter decisions than he did. And perhaps that just comes with experience a little bit. But he certainly exceeded expectations as a runner. And I would say as a passer, he was probably about where I thought he would be. Maybe I thought he had a chance to be a little bit better than he was. But I was critical earlier in the year, especially with some of his decisions, especially in situational football. I do think that got better as the year went on. And I'd like to think in year two as a starter that he'd be much better in those areas.
And, you know, that's something that we often forget about. He arrived perhaps a year earlier than we expected. We all thought Tommy Stevens would be the guy last year. So, and if you had to pick one area for improvement, you mentioned his running was a pleasant surprise. Is there one specific thing that you're looking for to see him improve on?
Well, I would say the decision-making in critical situations, third downs, taking sacks, things like that, I would expect a big improvement in that area. Because talking with him, he everything you hear and even talking with him, he seems like the type of kid that really, really understands those situations. So I'm not sure why there were a couple instances last year where he made poor choices. I would also like to think that he takes a step forward as a thrower. The problem is, you know, without having KJ Hamler, you know, I think he's a little bit deficient at the receiver position from where he was a year ago. And with all these young guys or unknowns in the mix, other than Jahan Dotson at receiver, you just wonder how much time he's going to be able to, or he's been able to spend with these other guys getting on the same page, because that's what so much is about when you're playing that quarterback position, is being on the same page as your receivers. They don't have a lot back, and the young guys they are bringing in or they have back, I just wonder how much time they've had to spend together.
Let's take a look at a couple of the other guys that are on the quarterback roster, Ross, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Is Will Levis, in a sense, the second coming of Tommy Stevens? If we recall, Tommy Stevens was going to end up being a backup to a three-year starter and then have 1 year of eligibility left for himself. And, of course, he chose to transfer. If things continue as they are going right now, Will Levis will kind of be in the same boat. 3 years as a backup to Sean Clifford, and then only 1 year as a starter himself. Is that the route we're seeing for Will Levis?
It certainly seems that way at this point, but we've seen how things can change at different schools based on injuries or performance, right? And I don't think that's going to be the case in terms of performance with Sean Clifford, but if he were to get injured, or I guess, you know, we can say this year, if he were to get sick and have to miss a couple games, you know, and Will Levis comes in and plays very well, you know, Levis looks the part. I mean, Levis is big. He's strong. He's fast. He's got a big arm. And he did a lot of positive things when he got his opportunities last year, especially, you know, running the ball against Ohio State. Levis showed he has some unique physical skills. I mean, if you were just looking at the physical traits, he certainly is more impressive than Sean Clifford. But that position is so much about intelligence, football intelligence, leadership, and then accuracy. I mean, you know, Tom Brady's not that physically impressive. Neither was Peyton Manning. Neither is Drew Brees. You know, and those guys are all first ballot Hall of Famers. So it's not all about how physically impressive people are, but he does appear to have the physical ability of really an elite player at that position. And so I think this year will be will be a big one for him. If they don't find a way to get him on the field, I don't know whether or not he'll wait until 2022 to be the presumptive starter.
And again, I think if Tommy Stevens had a do-over, he might have left a year earlier and had 2 years of eligibility. All right, before we finish up, Ross, I did want to talk to you about the rest of the guys on the roster. We haven't seen them on, you know, the college football field, but you have watched the tapes on Taquan Roberson, Micah Bowens, and Veyu, who's going to be coming in this year. Do you see any one of them as being a standout college football quarterback?
Well, Roberson and Bowens actually have some similarities. And the fact that Michael Johnson entered the transfer portal is a pretty good indicator that, you know, Penn State felt better about Roberson. You know, you wouldn't think that the guy that had the lead in that competition would be the one leaving, right? So Roberson must have done something to impress the coaches. I didn't think his physical ability was what Michael Johnson's was, but I did think he was a better thrower of the football, and perhaps he had a better command of the offense. So I think he's in a pretty good position when you think about it, Jim, with, you know, if Levis were to decide to transfer at some point, you know, that puts Roberson in a chance to maybe be the starter for a couple years.
Exactly. And well, I'll tell you what, I wanted to ask you a little bit more, but we are running out of time, Ross. We'll have to pick this conversation up later. But next quarter, we're going to be doing Ask Ross.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. Bet $20 and win $100. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.